It is Memorial Day weekend, which generally marks the beginning of more activity at our local parks. Joining us on the KSRO Live Line is Communications Manager for the Sonoma County Parks Department, Mita Freeman. Good morning.
Good morning.
So what can we look forward to at our parks this weekend?
Well, it's going to be a very busy and fun weekend in the parks. Memorial Day weekend is always the start of park season here in Sonoma County. So we expect to see lots of folks just out camping, hiking, swimming, and enjoying the beauty of Sonoma County. It's raining today, but the forecast calls for sunny, warm weather this weekend. So it's going to be a great weekend to get outdoors.
And do we have a lot of availability if people are looking for camping opportunities? Is there still spots available?
There are probably not going to be spots available this weekend. Memorial Day weekend is always a busy weekend for camping. People love to get out to the coast. So I wouldn't count on finding a spot. But the good news is that you can make reservations 12 months in advance. So if you want to camp next Memorial Day weekend, you can go online and book a spot now.
Ah, nice. That's a really good tip because if you're a last-minute planner like myself, whoops, you missed the boat, right?
Right.
What about the condition of parks after the fires? I know that people are concerned about where certain trails might be reopened, where we're not allowed to go in. Can you give us an update on that?
Sure. Well, all of the parks are now reopened after the fires. We just reopened the last closed park, and that was the Pythian side of Hood Mountain. So all the trails are open, and if you haven't been out to the park since the fires, we really recommend it. It's really incredible to see all the regrowth that's been happening.
Right, right. And that is something that's really kind of fascinating post-fire. I mean, we do focus a lot on the human toll and the horrible destruction that we had. But the opportunity to see what happens to a landscape after fire is something that's rare and interesting to be able to see.
Definitely, definitely. You can see different impacts in different parks. Some parks are experiencing significant regrowth already, while other parks, like that Pythian side of Hood Mountain, burned much more severely, so you're going to have a much different experience there. You're going to see how intensely the fire burned and how the landscape is looks different there, and how it's coming back, but it's not quite as green as the other parks. So it's a really good opportunity to get out and kind of see, you know, how our landscapes respond to fire.
And are there any tips for people who want to see these particular areas? Is there anything you need to be careful about?
Not necessarily. I would just, as usual, if you're going to Hood Mountain, plan to give yourself plenty of time. Know that that is a very strenuous hike with a lot of elevation gain. So if you're looking for an easier hike, I would recommend Sonoma Valley Regional Park or the Creekside Trail at Shiloh Ranch. That's a nice hike because it has some fire interpretation signs installed, so you can walk along and learn about different impacts of the fire.
That's very cool. Let's also talk about some of the fun programs that you have at the parks. You always put great things together for people who are interested in hiking or family events. What kinds of things have you got on the map?
Oh, we have so many things. We have, nearly 100 events planned from June through August. We have a new summer activities guide that's available on our website at sonomacountyparks.org. You can go on there and download the guide for free. We have lots of different types of guided hikes for people of all different abilities and people with a range of interests, from birding hikes to family hikes. This weekend, for example, we have a really cool seaweed hike that's taking place up at Stillwater Cove.
Wow, that sounds fun. Seaweed hike, okay.
Yeah, seaweed hike, and you get to taste seaweed if you want to, yes.
Wow, that's fun. And what about, I know this probably happens a little bit when the weather is a little bit more secure in the summertime, but you've also got great entertainment that happens in the parks.
We do. We have this great summer concert series called Funky Fridays. It's held out at the historic Hood House out at the base of Hood Mountain. That kicks off this weekend, and it features live music every Friday night. and it's a great event.
Well, that sounds like so much fun. All the details online at SonomaCountyParks.org. Thank you so much, Mita.
Oh, you're welcome.
Mita Freeman, she is the communications manager for the Sonoma County Parks Department. It's Memorial Day weekend, and that means lots of fun out in our county parks.